easily jumping at the opportunity to help each other. I believe that's true. And so that's kind of heartwarming that with all of it, it brings out some goodness in people. And that's terrific. That's terrific. All those first responders, people putting their lives on the line, and we're cheering that they'll score a touchdown or hit a home run or whatever phrase you want to use. Panic is not going to help anybody. That's the biggest. And if you can find any humor in this world, you know, however you want to look at it, that's awfully important. But the biggest thing to me is to stay calm, and I know that's very easy to say, but I've been reading about lines in the big stores and the gun shops. That scares me, all the guns that are being sold. So the only thing, I guess, is to pray a lot and try to stay calm. Nothing else. What else can you say?
While Chicago adjusts to working at home, the Score is there for you.
I appreciate the tone that you guys have taken and wish more would follow suit. Keep it up.
You guys give us a chance to take a break, and that's what we all need right now.
Thank you for the distraction from the coronavirus. I appreciate what you guys are doing.
We are Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Herbie, let's go!
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
I have a whole hour on Varsity Blues. I'm not kidding you. A whole hour.
Does Kilmer still get the district championship?
It is 23rd district championship.
He coached half of that game and most of that season.
I love that he was packing up his office.
Like he got fired by kids?
He got fired by his team. And here's the thing that just is mind-boggling about that movie. They won district, right? So why was that their last game? Mox, because it's not like Lance is going to come back and play in the playoff game. Mox says it's the last time he played football. Don't you have a playoff game next week?
Make me a bicycle clown.
Yeah, at some point we're going to get to all of our thoughts on Varsity Blues, but that's not what we're going to do today. Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmeskey with you until 2 o'clock today. We got a full show planned for you. I'm really excited about it. Anthony Heron is going to join me at 12:20. I wanted to talk NFL and Bears with him. Like, I've been doing a lot of Bears because obviously there's been a ton of Bears news. But I also just want to get his thoughts on some of the NFL stuff. And I want to throw some of mine out there coming up in a few minutes. Nancy Armour, our friend from USA Today, is going to join me at 12:40. That's because there's Olympic news and she does Olympic stuff. So I want to talk with her about that. I talked about this a little bit last week. At 1 o'clock on the show, I want to bring you today, and maybe we'll do a couple more later on this week, depending on how things go. I do a podcast called House of L, and I get to talk with my favorite people in media on that podcast. And Mark Grody, his episode is one of my favorite episodes, so I am going to play a portion, not the whole thing, but a portion of my conversation with Mark Grody on the show at 1 o'clock. I was just texting with Mark, letting him know like what I had chosen, and he's with it. So make sure that you stick around for that because it's really, really good. I'm on Instagram live right now. So if you want to see inside my office and see me wearing my Alabama hoodie, Roll Damn Tide, I got you covered in that way too. At Lawrence W. Holmes is where you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram. So like, I'm in the room right now. There are a bunch of people who are Score listeners that are hanging out there. Hello. I'll try to stay in the room as long as my battery allows it. So I've been trying to make sure that everything is all synced up and hooked up and everything. And big thanks to Shane Reardon, who kind of walked me through the process of getting all this stuff done. This is the first time that I'm doing the show from home. What I can promise you is that as the week goes on, I think the sound quality will get better, although I don't think it's bad right now, but it'll get better as we figure out, like, I got an adapter coming that I want to try to hook up to my soundboard and all that good stuff. But hopefully by the end of the week, like, we're sounding just as good as we would in the studio. But until then, this is what we got, and we're going to deal with it, and I'm actually okay with it. I was kind of taken aback last night when Mitch said, hey, do you want to do the show from home? And I was like, the way that we had things set up at Prudential, I thought was actually pretty great because, you know, I was in there wiping it down. I was doing all of that stuff, and I felt pretty comfortable with all of the things that we had put in place, all the safeguards that we had put in place. But if this is the way we're going to roll, this is the way we're going to roll. And I'm okay with that, too. Like, I just have to make sure that I got to make sure that I plug everything in. Like, that's really key. I got to make sure that I have everything in full blast so that when tomorrow's show comes, that it can be the same way. And I told you, we're going to do the show by hook or by crook. Like, that's what we're going to do. We're going to make sure that we're here for you, and we got some cool stuff to get through for today's show. And I'm really excited. Like, I talked it over with Herbie, and I talked it over with Campy. Well, I didn't talk it over with Campy. I talked it over with Mitch about me bringing some of my House of L stuff to the Score airwaves. And it's beneficial. It's great. Like, it's great because it's great content for Score listeners, and it helps me because maybe you'll hear something, you'll be like, I need to go listen to that entire episode of House of L. So I'm already starting to strategize, like, what episodes and what portions of episodes I'm going to play on the air for you. But today it's going to be Mark Grody at 1 o'clock, and I'm telling you that you don't want to miss it. You can still text the show. 670-11 is the way that you can do that. Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, rosenhyundai.com, if you want to go check out the type of rides that they have for you. All right, Herbie, I know that we talked in Q, and Campy, if you're in there too, because I can't see you guys right now, I just need you to talk to me because I want to make sure that this works, that we can still have conversations on the air.
Hello, I am here, and Camp is right here.
I am.
Just released the OmFat podcast. OmFat
March Fatness Brackets.
Okay, so what's in the bracket?
A lot of stuff. We got the 64 seeds, Jay Zawoski, myself, Bobby Jenks, former White Sox closer. We all have regions to ourselves, so to speak. And then there's the Fatleets region, which is fat current and former athletes that we wanted to partake.
Okay, that's fantastic, man. Like, you guys are putting out good content, and that's good. Like, I appreciate it. There's all sorts of really good content. People are doing stuff. Did either one of you get involved in any of the dance parties that were going on Instagram this past weekend?
I tuned in on Saturday night to DJ D-Nice, of course.
He was fantastic.
Oh, man, he was killing. Then I missed yesterday, so, you know, they archive those on Instagram. And I caught back up, and Sundays was better than Saturdays. Just jam after jam after jam. I was perfectly in my zone, perfect music. And it's a great thing, people coming together. And he played my favorite song that speaks to what this era is about. Can you feel it? If you look at the lyrics there, it's very apropos to what we're doing with now.
But the Jackson 5, Can You Feel It? That whole thing. Jay Illa, who is the Bears DJ, was DJing Saturday night, and he was absolutely crushing it. Like, it was so fun. There were a bunch of people. Like, and that's kind of what I'm trying to do with my Instagram, that for people that are on Instagram, and someone said, I can't find you on Instagram. That's because you're probably spelling my name wrong. At Lawrence W. Holmes. My first name is spelled L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E, not the bastardized American way of spelling it.
Correct way.
No, that is the wrong way. That is the wrong way. It's all, and you know what? It's the right way to spell a last name, but it is the wrong way to spell a first name. So yeah, I'm in there right now. Like, you can see me. You won't be able to hear Herbie and Campy, but you can at least see me and see inside the office, because this is where I'm going to be doing the show from. To follow up on something that we talked about on Friday, we were talking about the NFL and season tickets in the Bears. And the Bears making people do send in their money for their season tickets on Friday, although some people called in and were like, oh, well, we'll give you until April 3rd, as if that's going to change anything
most of the teams around the league, and today the New England Patriots did this too, where they said, no, the June 30th sounds about right. I'm still like, the more I thought about it, like over the weekend, the angrier I got about it. And I feel bad for anyone who is having to make some hard choices in that regard, because the Bears didn't cut them any slack and say, yeah, maybe December would be, or June would be a good idea for when your tickets are in, not this Friday when we're all trying to make choices and sacrifices. It just seemed like a very greed-filled way to go about this, a really greed-filled way. So disappointed that the Bears, and then the Bears came out. What, you know, you wanna see some Schadenfreude, some instant karma? The Bears gave $250,000 to help with surgical masks and try to help fund with everything that's going on with COVID-19. And the comments in there are amazing. I usually don't like to look at people and say you should have given more, because even if you're giving, like, I think that that's pretty good. But considering that they put that out hours after taking in people's season ticket money was hysterical to me. And I don't mean that in a good way. I don't, that wasn't funny in a ha ha way. It was funny in a, that's kind of sad way. So I was happy to see fans like get after them a little bit and say, one, you guys took our money and then you turned around and gave less money as an organization than individual players have given. And I'm all for it, because there are not many times where I'm telling you, like, you should go after something. Like, I'm not here to be a rabble-rouser per se, but I feel like this is one of those times where you're totally all right if you want to go after the Bears publicly, because to me, it just seemed really silly for them to do that. But let me get back to the happier stuff. It was cool, like, this weekend, I kind of got back to cooking a little bit more, which is a good thing. Like, I'm not a great cook, but I'm good enough. And so I busted out some fajitas on Friday, and then had some leftover steak, and the leftover steak was great. I turned that to steak and eggs on Sunday morning, which was really, really cool. And I got me some pork chops. So I think I'm going to do some pork chops and some rice a little bit later on tonight. So I'm getting back in touch with my culinary side. Campy, can you cook?
Oh, God, no.
No?
No, not at all.
How are you going to be a fat and not be able to cook?
I love my wife.
Oh, okay. That's fair. She can cook.
Yeah, she can cook. I can operate an air fryer. I can operate a microwave. I can throw things in a crock pot.
You can operate the online ordering system.
You're damn right I can.
Okay, I mean, that's fair.
I can cut things. So, like, no, I mean, there are times where we've done, like, you know, a little meat and cheese tray or whatever. I can cut things without butchering up my fat fingers. That's good.
Well, I actually think that you're not giving yourself enough credit. I think that you're doing pretty well in that regard. I think that you're, the fact that you can operate a crock pot, you can probably do stuff on a grill too, I'm guessing.
You know, I've always lived with people that are like the hardcore grill person. So I can get by on the grill, but I don't have the reps that a lot of people do, because if other people are hard and fast, that's their thing. I'm not going to stop them to do it from doing it just so I can get a rep or two.
I mean, it's good. That's the one thing. Like, look, my neighborhood, it's been hard to keep a grill. So like, you leave the grill outside and then all of a sudden the next morning the grill is gone. So I don't have one, and I'm thinking about getting one, because I do like to throw stuff on the grill. I think I'm actually decent at it, but one of my neighbors actually has their grill chained to their back porch, and that might be something that I have to do as well. So I really enjoy, like, kind of getting back to cooking, and I'm looking forward to doing a little bit more of that. It's going to be fun to like, at least that part of all of this. The weekends I figured out are the worst for me. Like, those are hard. Like, Saturday, I totally just threw out my routine, and I shouldn't have. Like, my routine that I have for every day is pretty good, and I threw it out the window, and I paid for it. Like, Saturday night, I was just anxious and sitting there in the house and all that stuff, and it was bothersome. So I'm going to try desperately to stay on routine. Like, the workouts are a little lighter. Thank God I didn't get rid of my treadmill, although it looks like it's going to be nice enough over the next couple of days to get outside, and I'm actually really looking forward to running outside again, and I love that, like, just walking around the neighborhood. So it's been an adjustment for all of us. Like, we're all trying to take it all in, and I'm glad that you're hanging out with me. As I said before, I'm doing most of the show on Instagram Live at Lawrence W. Holmes, L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E, my middle initial W, and then my last name, H-O-L-M-E-S. We need to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk with Anthony Heron about the NFL. We're going to throw in a little bit of Bears, but it's going to be some of the sweeping changes that we've seen around the league. I can't wait to ask him some of these questions, and I know he's got some thoughts on Philip Rivers to the Colts. We'll talk with Anthony Heron next here on The Score.
Breaking news on The Score is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors.
Looking to motivate your team, increase productivity, and improve culture with your in-office and remote teams? Then check out Hoopla. Hoopla helps sales leaders motivate their teams through leaderboards, gamification, and real-time deal alerts. If your team is working remote, Hoopla's mobile app and channels can be accessed from anywhere. Import your data directly from Salesforce and start motivating your sales floor today. Go to gethoopla.com to learn more. That's GETHOOPLA.com.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at LightStream.com/discount and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/discount for an additional discount. lightstream.com/discount.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/discount for more information.
You know it's going to happen because it always does. Your nose has shut down again, like someone pulled a lever to the off position. It hurts your sleep, it affects your energy levels, and the headaches and sinus pressure you live with have taken over your life. Your nose isn't working the way it should. And don't you think that's unfair? I think so. At Advent, we can change that with simple in-office solutions that work and can have you breathing better in no time. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and I've been there. So have thousands of our patients. And I'd venture to say that all of us now live better because we can finally breathe well again. With the help of Advent, solving your breathing problems can literally change your life. Visit AdventNose.com right now, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventNose.com.
Mom, delivery.
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking to motivate your team, increase productivity, and improve culture with your in-office and remote teams? Then check out Hoopla. Hoopla helps sales leaders motivate their teams through leaderboards, gamification, and real-time deal alerts.